Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Even though the mass media and pollsters were trying to tell us that the election would be a tight one, a close one, and that there was a great chance that Kamala Harris would win the presidential election, the opposite has taken place. The mass media almost exclusively reported negatively about Trump and almost exclusively reported positively about Harris. And still, Trump won a decisive victory. And Harris' performance was very disappointing, even to Democrats. And it was said that Trump has shocked many and that his comeback was called a comeback for the ages, or Benjamin Netanyahu, who was a little bit fallen out of grace when it comes to Trump, immediately congratulated him and said it was the greatest historic or the greatest comeback in history. Now, when Trump survived an assassination attempt, many felt that he had been supernaturally protected. And I believe that that was indeed the case, as it appears that he has a prophetic role to fulfill. Now, when I say prophetic role, this is not an assessment of his character, of his values, of his stance on things. It is simply the fact that I believe he has a prophetic role to fulfill. And of course, in the Bible, you have many people who had prophetic roles to fulfill, some good, some not that good. Now, I was convinced that Trump would be in the White House after the election in 2020, and I said so openly. It didn't come about, and some attacked me very harshly for having made such a prediction. I wrote a letter on February 8, 2021, explaining in detail as what I had said did happen and what I felt would happen in the future. And I'd like to quote some excerpts from the letter. Now, I can't quote everything because some of the things which I did say in the letter you have to read for yourself. And the letter is posted on our website and you can get it by reading it and you will see what I mean when I say that there are certain things I don't want to quote because I don't want this program to be taken off the air immediately. But here is what I'd like to quote. I say, as many of you know, I stated quite strongly and repeatedly that I was convinced, based on my understanding of biblical prophecy, that Donald Trump would be re-elected in 2020 and that he would stay in office. When Donald Trump announced that he would run for the presidency in 2016, I stated with conviction that I believed he would become president. I stated with the same conviction that I believed he would be re-elected in 2020. Now, we all know that he did not enter the White House then. And I say later in the letter, this brings me to the next important issue, namely, that God has sometimes changed his mind to bring about a certain event, or that he has delayed certain events, not because of the repentance of the people, but because of lack of repentance. What I mean with that is the following. He announced to the Ninevites that in 40 days Nineveh would be destroyed, and they repented, and then God didn't destroy them. He also said that he gives us room for repentance, and in this way we can delay certain things. And I believe that God gave us room for repentance, especially to the people in the United States of America and also in the Church of God. And sadly, to say, I don't see that many have repented within those last 4 years. And then I later said this. Is it possible that Donald Trump will run again in 2024 and be elected then, thereby reclaiming the office of president? And that this might occur after the Biden administration will have contributed in the meantime to a complete economic downfall of the United States? There are certain critical prophecies which must be fulfilled, and it does not appear at all that they will be fulfilled by Joe Biden and his administration. As we pointed out many times, the Bible shows that a third temple will be built in Jerusalem prior to Christ's return. The relationship between Israel and the United States under Donald Trump had never been better. That is why many felt, especially in Israel, that Donald Trump would in some way help with the building of the Third Temple. It appears that Trump, who called himself the Chosen One, shares this belief. The fact that coins were printed in Israel portraying the Third Temple together with Trump as a modern King Cyrus who helped the Jews in building the Second Temple is surely no coincidence, nor is the letter by the Sanhedrin pleading with Trump to help in building the Third Temple. You will recall the coin. I have it right here. On the one hand, and on the one side of this coin, there is a Third Temple. On the other side, there is a picture of Trump next to Cyrus and other Jewish pictures and Jewish symbols. Under Trump, it's possible. Under Biden, virtually no possibility, and the same would go for Kamala Harris. I continued. We will have to see whether and how all of this may come to fruition. It doesn't appear that it could come to fruition under Joe Biden. The only prophetic role, if any, which Joe Biden might have fulfilled is that he brought about complete and total and utter disaster to the United States of America, domestically and also internationally. Think of Afghanistan, think of the war between Russia and Ukraine, and of course think of the situation in the Middle East. I go on to say in this letter, 4 years ago, in addition, the relationship between the United States and the EU is prophesied to deteriorate until the point of outright war, which will be instigated by Europe, not the United States. Again, it appears unlikely that this outcome could be reached under Joe Biden, who wants to be nice to the Europeans. But if Trump, or someone like Trump, even though nobody else seems to be on the horizon to qualify for the job, were to come to power in 2024, the situation may be quite different. Europe is preparing for such an eventuality, and it is determined to increase its military spending and to build a powerful European army as soon as possible. And much more is in this letter. Now, I'm reading this to show you that what I said then is coming to fruition now. And we have several Standing Watch programs. We have still posted them. I didn't want to take them down when I spoke about what Trump will do when he becomes president. That was 4 years ago. These comments are relevant right now more than ever. Let me talk about Germany. Let me talk about Europe a little bit. Deutsche Welle added the following on October 31. And let me just say we have a new update coming out Thursday night. And we have a lot of articles assembled which were written prior to the outcome of the election. But you will see when you read the articles that they were assembled based on the expectation that Donald Trump would become president. And this article now says, there is no doubt that the German government favors Harris. In early October, 2/3 of German voters said they would like to see Kamala Harris become president, while only 12% were in favor of Donald Trump. And there was another poll, how accurate or inaccurate those polls might be, saying that 78% were for Harris and only 8% for Trump. And then on October 13, the conservative Bild newspaper published the following commentary by Franz Josef Wagner about Trump. And this commentary, listen carefully, reflected the general attitude of a broad section of the, I might say, uninformed German population. Uninformed because the mass media in Germany is echoing the concept of the mass media in the United States, and especially what the New York Times might be writing. And so this is what this commentary had to say. There are 3 weeks until November 5. In 3 weeks, we will know who is president of the United States. There is no time to barricade yourself. Run for your life was a motto of Hurricane Milton, which ultimately ran out of steam. Is Hurricane Trump running out of steam? I am afraid not. He is the greatest liar of all time, and the greatest political entertainer of all time. He reminds me of Joker, that evil clown who made you stop laughing in your throat. He accuses immigrant Haitians of eating Americans' cats and dogs. Your kittens, says Trump. He tells of babies who are aborted and killed after birth. He tells all this with his clown face. It has been proven that he lies 5 times in every other sentence. 22,000 lies were counted. Why does Trump still have half of America behind him? He is the narrator of evil, and he is a savior from evil. The survey results are close. There are only 3 weeks left. You get frightened. Are we prepared? Where are our sandbags when Hurricane Trump comes? That is the perspective you find in Germany. That has been the perspective all along. Now, Trump must certainly be aware of this anti-Trump sentiment. And I don't even want to go through the comments in this ridiculous commentary by this guy of the Bild Zeitung. But interestingly enough, Trump did respond. DPA wrote on November 3, former US President Donald Trump spoke about his difficult relationship with Germany during an election campaign appearance on Sunday. They didn't love me, and I have heritage there, he said. And he also said that Angela Merkel, had told him that Germany will start paying by 2035. They think we are stupid people, he added. And then another article by Deutsche Welle on October 30, 2024, talking about not just Germany, but also Europe as a whole. It says, if Europeans were to elect the next US president on November 5, the result would be crystal clear. In Western Europe, 69% would vote for the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. In Eastern Europe, 46% would. Trump would only receive the support of 16% of voters in Western Europe and 36% in Eastern Europe. Harris has the highest ratings in Denmark, 85%, Finland, 82%, while Donald Trump has the most fans in Europe, in Serbia, 59%, and in Hungary, 49%. The vast majority of EU heads of government back Harris. I know her well, she would certainly be a good president, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said in a television interview. It's interesting, Olaf Scholz presiding over the most incompetent government in Germany after World War II. Harris wants to stick to what is important to us, Scholz added, referring to transatlantic cooperation. What would Europe's reaction to a Harris victory be? A collective sigh of relief, absolutely, the article says. It's not coming about. EU diplomats from the 27 member states and the EU Commission in Brussels have been in confidential working groups for weeks already discussing how to deal with US election outcomes. For example, should Trump impose punitive tariffs on goods from Europe after taking office? The aim is to be able to retaliate immediately. We are not prepared to give up our interests without a fight, they said. And then on October 30, MSN quoted Trump as saying, I'll tell you what, the European Union sounds so nice, so lovely, right? All the nice European little countries that get together. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They sell millions and millions of cars in the United States. No, no, no. They are going to have to pay a big price, Trump stated during a rally in Pennsylvania. Bild Online wrote on November 6, after the election results had come in, EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen issued a tough warning. Either employees in the United States and Europe benefit from Trump's decisions for the economy, or the EU can also pull up completely different strings. And then the USA would have a second bitter competitor alongside China, she said. Wars start many times with economic conflicts, and then they lead to hot wars. That is exactly what the Bible is telling you. Under Biden, would that have been possible? I guess not. Under Trump? Yes, absolutely. And so there are many other prophetic events which will take place, and which might very well take place under Trump. Are you ready for the ride? Because it will be quite a journey. You had better buckle up, because prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.